Welcome into Film Room Friday on Thursday. We started the discussion about 8 sacks allowed on Jaguars All Access on Monday, and we showed 3 sacks. We're going to show some more of them here today on Thursday with Film Room Friday. Let's start with one of them. I know everybody wanted to blame the offensive line, and you can put some blame on this one with Luke Joeckel being a little bit soft. But he's going against one of the best players in the National Football League. Suggs has over 100 career sacks. You can't expect somebody to just stone Suggs. So in this instance, Luke Joeckel actually is not doing great, but it's, hey, it might be good enough if you have some room to move elsewhere. But it's a little bit soft in a couple other places as well. Now let's take a look at the sideline to see if Blake Bortles had options to get rid of this ball beforehand. And he does have options, okay? But here's the thing. This is a 3rd and 19 from the 19, 3rd and goal from the 19. So he's waiting to try to allow something to develop down the field. Yes, you have guys that are open to the perimeter, but they're well short of the touchdown. But in this instance, sometimes you have to take what is given to you and not take a sack, backing up a field goal opportunity further than necessary. I like this play call. Marquise Lee is going to double move the corner at the bottom of the screen. Okay, he gets him turned around right there. Okay, once he gets turned, Tom Brady, he probably launches this one, knowing that the safety doesn't have a great angle to be able to make a play on this. Okay, but Bortles, being young, wants to make sure that this guy is open, that Marquise Lee is open, that the safety can't make a play. But the protection in this instance, it's max protect. It's a two-man route. You've got 8 guys standing for protection. You can't have leakage, and you have leakage. Let's take a look at the end zone to see where that leakage comes from. And the leakage comes because Timmy Jernigan, a second-round pick from Florida State, beats Luke Bowanko. Okay, you would like to be a little firmer, a little better, and you can see that Blake Bortles, okay, he comes around, and he's looking for it. He wants to launch it, but he wants to make sure. If the protection is better, maybe he does eventually launch it, realizing that the safety doesn't have a good angle. Offensive line, got to be better in this case. Here's another sack, and it looks like a pretty good pocket. Okay, pretty clean. Dumervil's getting a little bit of a push on Sam Young, but he's not free. Bortles, okay, just maybe shuffle a little bit to his left, keep his feet squared to where he can make a throw, keep the eyes down the field. But after probably getting harassed in other instances, he wants to leave the pocket to create time. So I understand that. But let's take a look at this from the sideline to see where he may have gone with the ball. Okay, once his back foot hits the drop, you can see that Allen Hurns is in the middle. Okay, he possibly is open. Marquise Lee is also at the top, possibly open. So there are options for Blake Bortles in this instance. But he has to have confidence in the pocket. But you also understand why that confidence may be lacking. Enough about the sacks. Let's talk about defense. The Jaguars defense only allowed 13 points against an offense in the Ravens that had been scoring nearly 30 every week. They won up front and in the middle. Let me show you. But they also won with great effort. Look at Roy Miller, okay? He gets cut, but don't be dead on the play. Look at his effort, getting back on his hands and lunging and tackling Justin Forsett. It does not get any better than this effort-wise than what you see here with Roy Miller. Now, the Ravens have 2 guards that are considered amongst the best, Ozamali and Yanda. Watch Ozamali against Tyson Alualu. Excellent swim, right to the inside, beats Ozamali in the backfield, tackle, bam. Marshall Yanda, the other side, considered one of the best guards in football. Look at Sendarek Marks throwing him around and helping out Tyson Alualu in the backfield. Outstanding job inside. Now, against the Miami Dolphins, the Ravens ran some short yardage plays and won and helped them get the victory at Miami. This short yardage play, look at Roy Miller digging out underneath the Zuta, the center, and Yanda, the guard, stopping any kind of progress by Flacco. Then Sendarek Marks swimming Zuta, getting into the backfield. Red Bryant, body blocking, body tackling. And this set up a 4th and 1 in which the Ravens had to attempt a field goal. And with that field goal, John Harbaugh allowed a delay of game to happen. And then the Ravens missed, okay? And it kept the game at 5 points. Defensively, you can't ask for more. Great job by the Jaguars, particularly up in the middle.